Hello, my name is Brandy Walker. Welcome to Throwing Light. This is episode 33, Making Spirits Bright. Hello, hello. Glad to be back. Glad to be recording. Feels really good to, you know, get back into it. I apologize for my voice. I think that my body is, you know, it's funny. So I'm either getting a cold or I'm on the tail end of a cold. My son has been really sick for a couple weeks now, and I think maybe I caught what he had, but I also feel like I've been doing a lot of, I guess you could call them soul upgrades. I've been doing some hardcore inner work, and I've been shedding a lot of, you could call them like old programs that don't serve me anymore. And I finally reached a place in my life where I have the courage and audacity, I guess, to let them go. And I think when we do that, I think when that happens, sometimes that can manifest as a cold, as your body actually like physically ridding toxins. And so I kind of feel like that's maybe what's happening. I just feel like I'm in a good place right now. I had a different thing that I was going to talk about today. It was a bit more educational. I was going to call it woke holiday traditions, and I was going to talk about all of the December holidays that I researched. And I think it's a fascinating topic. I think, you know, I highly encourage you to go and do your own research. And in the show notes, I can put the research that I did for you in there. So if you want to check it out, you can. But leading up to, I guess, recording time, it just didn't sit right. And I had the thought the other day that what I want this to be is essentially sermons. The idea floated in my head, or like, I guess, I don't know if you could call it a tagline, mystical sermons from a seminary dropout in social work school. And it's kind of a mouthful, and I don't know if I'll use it, but if you listen to my first episode, then you know I have for a long time felt called to preach, felt called to be a minister, or I always kind of lean into the word prophet, and then I feel a little uncomfortable saying it. But I mean, that kind of thing, like I have felt for a long time that I think that's what I'm supposed to do. And as my faith and my belief system has evolved, that's been difficult because, well, there are two reasons. First of all, I think that I forget and I go off track. Am I striving to be helpful? I become, I guess, educational, for lack of a better word. And not that that's bad, that's just not my path. Or what happens if I get away from it for too long, I just start to feel like an inner longing. And I know that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I mean, this is why I started the podcast, is because I'm supposed to preach. And preaching and sermons has a somewhat negative connotation in certain places. But I think that I'm called to reclaim the art of the sermon and preaching. And that feels pretty weird and uncomfortable sometimes. But, you know, you got to do what you're called to do, right? So I'm not going to talk about holiday traditions. What I am going to talk about is how you might be feeling right now, because the holidays, I mean, I can't speak for all holidays because in my tradition, I've really only celebrated Christmas. But in my experience, for those people who I've also experienced Christmas with, Christmas especially, maybe other holidays, it has a way of amplifying however you feel. So if you are in a really good place, then it makes it all that much more shiny and beautiful and whole feeling. And if you're struggling, if you are overcoming something that is huge, then it can feel even bigger and even harder to overcome. There's no easy way to like just get through that. I think some people deal with that by hating the holidays. And I think that's definitely an option. I just wanted to create this and hopefully encourage you, whether you are about to experience your baby's first Christmas or your first sober Christmas or your first Christmas without a dear loved one or anything else, like, or your eighth Christmas in those lanes. You know, I think that what I want you to know, a couple things. I want you to know that you're not alone, first of all. And I say that and it can become so cliche. And what does it really mean? Because I'm, you know, in my closet in my house right now talking to a microphone and you're driving down the road or, you know, on a treadmill or listening at home or wherever it is. And we're not together, but also in some profound way we are. And if you are listening to this, I have prayed for you, I have blessed you, and I have thought deeply about your well-being. And I'm rooting for you, I absolutely 100% mean it. Last weekend, there was a report that it's such an awful thing. A woman rolled down her window in her car to give money to another woman who appeared to have a baby, who was, you know, asking, like, kind of on the street, asking for money. And a man came up, and I think at first it seemed like he was going to thank her, but then he tried to take her wallet, and when she wouldn't, and she tried to not, like, tried to save her wallet, he stabbed her, and she died. And man, there's no words. That fucking sucks. It sucks for everyone involved. And I can't really speak to the woman's family or the man's family or the other woman's family. Like, they have particularly acute pain and trauma that they will have to work through this holiday season. We can give money, we can pray, but we can't feel what they're feeling for them, but for ourselves. So for me, who just read the story, for the people in the Baltimore area, in the DC metro area, who it feels close to home, but we don't know these people personally. I mean, the obvious implication is to not give any more money to strangers asking for money. And I hope that doesn't happen. These kinds of things are devastating, but they're rare. And we can take something like this and we can turn it into, this could happen to me. And it could. It's dangerous business leaving your house every morning. But that's not a reason enough not to go and not to put yourself out there, not to give. And so I encourage you to be safe always and to not put yourself in a situation in harm's way if you can help it. But I also deeply encourage you, and maybe it's not rolling down the window. Maybe you don't want to give to someone on the street. Maybe you don't do that anyway. You don't have to do that, right? Like, that's not what I'm saying. There are other ways. One of the biggest blessings that I think this season brings is the invitation to all of us to give of ourselves, to help out people who need help, who are not in a good place. And in doing so, regardless of whatever place we're in, the idea is kind of like it helps both of us, right? We bless to bless others, and that includes ourselves. So that's really all I wanted to say. I've been thinking about it a lot. I've been thinking about the woman's family. I've been thinking about the man. I don't know the end of the story. I haven't followed it closely. I've been thinking about the other woman who may have had a baby with her. Baltimore is a hard place to live, and I don't know what any of them were going through. I do think that we've seen a rise in toxic masculinity in the last couple years. My theory on that is because we've also experienced a rise in feminine empowerment or feminism, however you want to call it. I don't think the antidote is necessarily to push down men. I think that the antidote is to rise up together. I think that George Lisos, you could call him a psychic. He's pretty big on Instagram, and he has some courses, and I've been following him for a little bit, but he has a couple of classes and different things on divine masculinity and getting in touch with the divine masculine within ourselves, whether you're a man or a woman. And I think that it works both ways, getting in touch, if you're a man, with both divine, your divine masculinity and your divine feminine. I think that the temptation of a story like this is that it pulls us apart and it wants us to think that we're alone and separate. But I think that if we lean in with our people, with the people that we feel most at home with, and lean into that oneness and that wholeness, I think that's the way we overcome tragedies like this. Okay, so two more things. First, I've decided in the midst of my busy schedule that I want to dip my toe back into leading an online class. And so I am going to call the class Co-Create. And I guess you could say that I've played around with the idea of it as a manifesting masterclass. It's not really like we will go over the nuts and bolts. I think that it can be for anyone starting out with the idea of co-creating with the universe. But I think it helps to have some working knowledge of what the heck that means. The class will include 6 modules, and that will come in the form of an email. So 1 email a week, 6 weeks long. Also 6, like I guess you could say, conference calls on an interactive platform that will be recorded. It'll be like a group coaching session. So you can listen to them if you aren't able to make the live call, or you can listen to them again if they were helpful. Also going to do like a handful of daily meditations. I say daily meditations. I'm going to do a handful of meditations. I don't know how many quite yet I'm going to do per week, because I originally was thinking I'd do one every day, and I don't think my schedule will allow it. And so I don't want to set myself up for something I can't do. But as many meditations as I can share with you. And what I'll do is there's going to be a Facebook group where you can connect with other people in the class, and kind of we'll walk through each week, whatever that week is about. And the modules will include, it's like a lesson and homework, but in the form of like, you're going to go out and co-create with the universe. So it can't not be fun. And then in the Facebook group, I'll just go live and do the meditation that way. And then you'll be able to re-listen to it. It'll be in the group. If you are not on Facebook, I'm absolutely positive that I'll be able to email them to you or send them to you in maybe a zip file or Google Drive or whatever. So don't worry if you don't have Facebook, you can still participate. You just won't necessarily get the group aspect of it. So here's kind of what I want to do and where I want to go. I think of manifesting or co-creating with the universe as an art. I think it's a form of play. And so, okay, it's intuitive, but it's also a learned skill. And there are principles that I want to teach you to increase your skill level. I've been studying this on kind of a surface level. I've been kind of interested in this for maybe the last 5 years or so. But in the last probably 6 months to a year, I've really delved deeply into the mechanics of it. I wouldn't say that I'm any more of an expert than anyone else, but, you know, I think I have been studying it and I have had a few results that have compelled me to share what I've learned with other people who are also interested. And I mean, I kind of think of it as an innate ability. We all have this ability, and I think we're all doing it whether we intend to or not. So I think we call this a magical thing. Some of us do. We think of it like it's magic, right? But it's really just being intentional, being mindful in your life, and believing that doing so can yield positive results for you and other people around you. It's the bless to bless others kind of thing. I've set the price of the course for $60, so $10 a week. I wanted to make it affordable, but also, you know, at least a tiny investment, because I just think that you are more likely, I know this is true for me, I'm more likely to do the work and pay attention to the modules and show up to the meetings if I've invested actual money. I am going to do a podcast episode coming up that will share some of manifesting principles. So if you don't want to take the course, but you are interested, stay tuned for that. And the last thing I wanted to do, so I decided not to do the break for verses. If you listen to the first season, you know what that is. It was basically poetry that I had written that I shared at the end of each episode. And I decided not to do that for season two because I felt like I do a lot of that on my Instagram and I wanted to do something new. I wasn't 100% sure what to do yet. So I'm going to kind of play around with it is the short version. I'm going to try some things and see what works. And the first thing I wanted to do is pull an oracle card for you. So I've really been loving Rebecca Campbell's Work Your Light oracle cards. So I'm shuffling them right now. I'm going to pull this card and then I'll post the card in the show notes. And doing tarot and oracle cards for other people is pretty new to me. So I've been offering them free here and there. If you want that, holler. I will absolutely pull some cards for you and then email you or text you what comes up. So you can DM me or you can email me at brandyglows@gmail.com. Let me know when you do whether you want the Work Your Light Oracle, the Tarot of the Moors, which is a new deck that I have, the Enchanted Map, which is the one that I'm most familiar and comfortable with, and the Handel Tarot, which is an artist, and it's just beautiful. Okay, so let's pull our card. Awakening, energetic upgrades, a new way of being, integration. The card features a woman who's like floating, like literally floating with clouds in the background. And she's sort of like, almost like she's floating in the water, but like without water. And she's just kind of released. And there's a crescent moon in the upper left-hand corner. I'm pretty new to this tarot, so I'm sort of looking in the little book that comes with it. But I think you can kind of surmise what, you know, energetic upgrades, a new way of being, integration. I said at the beginning of this episode that that's kind of what I feel like I've been going through. So maybe I'm not the only one. Maybe a lot of us are going through that. And with some of the cards, she includes, like, I guess you could call it a mantra. And so you can say this out loud if you feel so inclined. I surrender to my awakening. I allow the Shakti energy to rise from the base of my spine. I open myself up to the universe using me in a way that delights my mind, body, and spirit. Thank you. Have a really, really lovely holiday. Thank you for listening. I so appreciate your ears. If you like what you heard, there are a couple of ways that you can support this podcast and help build momentum. First, you can share it with a friend. Second, you can leave a review on iTunes or whatever podcast app you're listening through.
And third, you can support Throwing Light on Patreon and get cool shit, including a shout out on the podcast. Thank you again. I hope you have an unexpectedly amazing day.